Okay, we're learning Daf Chaf today in Mesechtas Me'ilah, Daf Chaf, and we are starting from the Mishnah on bottom of your Testament base. Talking about Me'ilah, it says in the Mishnah, not al evan or kairos a hektish, a razor loy ma'al. Someone took a stone or a beam of hektish, he was not ma'al. And the Gemara doesn't explain, we're talking about a gizbar. A gizbar is the one who's in charge of the things from hektish. So there, if he takes something from hektish, he wasn't moitzi from the shush, so therefore there's no me'ilah. He took a evan or kairos a hektish, a razor loy ma'al, because he didn't do any me'ilah. But nostal l'chaveir, if the gizbar gave it to his friend, hu ma'al, v'chaveir loy ma'al. Then the gizbar who gave it away to his friend, he's chayev mashum me'ilah, and his friend is not chayev because me'ilah. Bono v'sech beisa, if the gizbar has a house, and he built it into his house, harez eloi ma'al, ad sh'yidr takhta v'shava pruta. There's no me'ilah until he actually lives under the beam for the value of v'shava pruta. Mr. says, "Vait, the not a pruta shahekdish. If this gizbar took a pruta shahekdish, raise loy mal. It's no meila. Nos the chaver give it to his friend. Then who mal? The gizbar is mal. The chaver loy mal. The chaver is not mal because the person who gave it away, he's chay for meila. Nos the lebalon. If this gizbar took this money and gave it to the bathhouse attendant because he wanted to be reichitz in the bathhouse, avish loy rachatz. Even before he was reichitz mal. Why? Shu oimer loy." Because the Balon tells him, "Hare Amerchetz Gresuach Lefanecha." Here, Amerchetz open now. You earned, you bought your right to go to the Amerchetz. The Kanes Rochetz, go in and wash yourself. And therefore, since he did that already, so he's Kainer.
Back in the case where he says he built it into his house,
yeah.
So he's not Milo until he
lives under it, yeah.
Underneath that beam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So he puts it in a corner that just needs
right.
one beam. Yeah. You don't want to live under there. No Milo.
Right. He has to be none from it, yeah. So he's done it for me. It's not going to be a problem. What? It's his own house. It's the gizbar's house. So everything the gizbar's house belongs. He didn't leave Hektish's resource by to leave the gizbar's house. Yeah, but he didn't use it. He didn't use it. Just sitting there. It's like, let's say he stores stuff from Hektish's house. Let's say he stores it on the roof. Is that a problem? No. It's like he stored it on the roof. So.
He built his house.
He didn't build. He put it into his house. What's the question?
He built his house. Or what's bottom mean?
Yeah, he said built. That's it. Yeah. He put it into his house. So he's not Nanifmit, so it's in his house. It's like the rest of the Hektish in his house. It's still in his house.
It's in his house.
He's the Gizbar. So that's where they keep the Hektish. They don't have a place in the Hektish, but they keep it in his house. That's what keeps everything. That's why if you're not Evan Akairos, the Hektish is not Mal. He took it because he's just moving it from one place to another place.
So what does it mean he took it?
He took it from here, put it over here. There's no Mila. Why? Because it's still in his house. Exactly. So if he takes it here and he puts it here, there's no Mila. What?
If his house is
Hektish. No, maybe you think if you pick it up, I'll dash to take it. Maybe it's called Me'ilah. Kamash lo not. Still a chiddush.
The Sheikh Basim is the house of the Gizbar.
What?
The Sheikh Basim is the house of the Gizbar.
Yeah, obviously. Who else? His house, the Gizbar's house. Yes.
No, we're talking about Chaveri.
No, not. Talking about his own house. Talking about the same person.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Now, once the Eilam made a gun to Tum over here, so there's a little problem. So you don't have to ask, what's the case? Not to put the Shahekhtish. Why? What's the chiddush of that? They've just said already. Not al evan a kaira lemal. So whatever, to repeat again. Not al pruta shal hektish raise a loy ma'al. Nafs la chaver hu chav chaver ma'al. Isn't that the exact same case like evan a kaira? So Rashash says that it's there for the chiddush of nafs la balam. The chiddush is that when you give it to the balam, and that it's kaina right. Because Tais actually is very busy when you give it to the balam. Why is it kaina? I we hold mashiach is kaina, not may is kaina. That's the tumah that's going on in this mishnah. Okay.
When he gives it to the balon right away, when he gives it to him, you're chayav? Not even before he puts it into the balon.
The balon is a merchitz. It's like giving it to the bathhouse. You go into the gym and you give him money, that's all. Okay, at the end of the Mishnah is a familiar part. Achilosa v'achilos chaveiroi. Let's say the whole shah of pruta, half of it you ate and half of it you fed your friend. Or you took a shah of pruta of shemen, of hektish, and you smeared yourself with half and gave half to your friend. Or achilas, so your achila v'hanas chaveira, and your hana of a friend. Or hanas, so your own hana, like I mean, smearing the oil v'achilas chaveira, and your friend's achila. Well, the halacha is, all these things are mitzarif from zeh mzeh, v'afilos ma'amruba. They are mitzarif, the two half prutas are mitzarif. And even if you eat half now and half in 3 weeks, still it's mitzarif to the shava pruta. Ad kan ha-mishnah. Zok the Gemara. More person discussed the first half of the Mishnah where it says that not all evan or kaira, someone took a stone or a kaira of hektish, is no me'ilah. The Gemara asks, why would I give it to your friend? then you're mile, but yourself is not mile. What's pshat? Amar Shmuel, begizbar hamusaros laskinon. Like we spoke out. That we spoke out what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that what the Mishnah is talking about a gizbar, where all the hektish is given over to him. Hamusaros to him, it's all given over to him. And therefore, until he gives it to his friend, there is no me'ilah. Talk to Mishnah Vayit. The bottom stuff is in a chayif. So it says that you lived under. So the maidus is done with kasha. Lomali, after you talk there, why do you have to live under it? Kivin deshan yamal. It's a little different than the one was asking, but they ask you like this, that of course you just put it on top of your roof, it's not me'ilah, because it's your own house. But here, the Gemara is assuming that you built it in, you smoothed it out, and you fit it right in. You made it basically this kaira. You made it to measure into your house. So it's a shinui. And once you do a shinui in the hektish, that already is kaina. That's where it's kasha. Like Taitzu says, already kasha also bas shinui v'kana. So the Gemara Marav. So you meet moil. What's that? You're not moil. Why have to live under it? Like Moshe's kasha. Why are you moil? You did a shinui. Amarav. Kegoyin shanicha piaruba. The case over here was, he didn't build it into his house. He put it on top of a skylight. He realized, after he moved in, that the skylight's too big. And he needs a little more shade. It was very sunny. So he started to put it on top of a skylight, make it a little smaller. He didn't build it in, he just put it on top. So here, that once he's nana, the loch is that he's mild. Good? Moshe is good? Freitim Arkasha, we keep in the bunny lane, me is mild. Smash, but when you build it in, you're mild. Freitim Arkasha, we know. Everyone knows from the learning over the past few blot. You know, this is actually on Shabbos' blot. It says that mechubba lekarka is no meila. Learn from Truma. Remember that mechubba lekarka is no meila. So here, lechara it's mechubba lekarka. Why is it meila? The when you put this on top of Aruba, it's called mechubba lekarka because it's here to stay. It's called mechubba lekarka. The beam. We're saying the beam is meila if you live under it, right?
Yeah.
The beam is mechol, it's part of your house. It's mechol karka, right?
You can't say that he's not chayav to live on it because it's just his house, but then you tell me it's mechol
karka. What's wrong? No, it's mechol karka, but it's not, he didn't do a shinui. He didn't do a shinui, what? The having a look, you're living under it. You're living under it, you'll be nana from it, that's why. But it's nanny, now we're nana from hektish. No, but it's your house, but it's hektish. The beam is hektish. The Gemara's kasha is that, there's no hektish or mechol, that's the Gemara's kasha. Mechubra doesn't mean that it has to be like screwed in. You know, anything that's in, let's say a shelf, could be on Shabbos, you now put it back in because it's called Mechubra. Even though it's not attached, it's part of the furniture, it's part of the house. Yeah. Zok to Gemara, so the kasha is, it's Mechubra, so why are you moil? Le Mesele, maybe it's a riot to Rav, Domer Rav, Mishtach, Malabai, it's Osroi. The same halach is that by Vodazara, it's no more Vodazara, something that's Mechubra. Rav says that if you bow down to a house, it's asr. Why? I no mechubar. So teretz is because by a house it's tolosh of shev chibroi. It starts off as loose pieces, then it's attached. So maybe it's a raya from here that tolosh of shev chibroi is called tolosh, and because that's why by the kaira there's hektish, there's meila. There's meila. You know why? Because tolosh shev chibroi. Why made it right to Rav? No, maybe you could say that tolosh shev chibroi is called mechubar. But here. Hana nearly naim also tyra here, since it looks like you're using hektish because you took a piece of hektish and you built it into your house, so maybe it's an ister abanon because it's hana nearly naim. So it wouldn't be a riot, maybe. Let's bring another riot to this halacha. Tolosh of chibroi is taka meila. It says in a bais, hadar bais shel hektish. You live in a bais of hektish. Kivin shenel menash maal. Since you have a it's maal. Ait mechubar. So you see, it's a riot that mechubar. If it's talos, then you attach it, there is mila. Or mashlokas, no, I can bring you, I tell you that bright's not right. Why? If you first were makdish the beam and then you built it, then of course there is mila. Have a bono of sefekdisha, maybe by bono of sefekdisha, if you first built it, then you makdish it, then a vadat's called mechubar. And even though it was talos at one point, of course then it'll be called mechubar. That's the yikatayna. My leimal. Let's read it. Bottom of Hekdesh, my loyma is no meila. Maybe it's no meila. So tomorrow, if that's the truth, my area rot v'tani hadar. The end of that brayse says hadar bayish amara loymal. You know when you're not moil, when you live in a ma'ara, which was always mechubar. Leima, why don't we say hadar bayish shel avonim? you lived in a house of stone, Shabano of Sefer Kedisha, that you first built, then you're Makashit. Because we're saying really now, Tolos of Chibur is Kol Mechubur. So why don't you say that? Lemal, Amri, the reason why the Bright said case of Ma'ara, a cave, is because a cave is always Mechubur forever. Masha'inke in a house, sometimes Tolos of Chibur, and you're Makashit first. It's always Tolos of Chibur, a house, and sometimes you're Makashit first. Therefore, we don't want to say that case, that's the case of Loi Ma'al. But the Gemara is coming out right now like this. The Rosh Lakish is saying like this, that you have no raya that something that was tallish, I'm saying chibra, then you'll makdash it, that there's me'ilo. The only thing you do have clear is, if you first built it, if first you makdash it, then you built it, that is me'ilo. So if this is the case, it's back. It's very shver, the whole Gemara now, because what was the Gemara's raya from Mishtachav Elabayis Asroi? It's not right from us, but also the case was it was hektish first. The case was you took an evan or kaira of hektish and you built it into your house. That's why it was also. So what was the having during a riot to Mishtach of Alabayis? So I in Taisus that talks about this is Taka Pel the whole Gemara. But like upon him, I was telling the Maskana Taisus. Taisus comes out the Maskana that the thing that's clearly also is a case where you makdish it and then you built it and it's an anirale naim. You have to have both those milas. Then the halacha is that there is me'ilah. It means it was hektish first, then you built it into the house, and it was something that nearly naim. Then, both these milas, then there is me'ilah, even though right now it's attached. No, yeah, then it's a sha'am. It's going to be tall and tall. Hadr Allah Hanana. That's the end of the parak Hanana. Good, Maishi? Stop the new parak. Yeah, stop the new parak. Then we'll stop the recording after we finish the parak, after we finish the Mishnah. Not a new parak. Hashliach she'asa shlichusa. Hashliach did his shlichus. The halacha is like this. Let's get a few klalim. The halacha is, we learned it before, but it's just in case someone didn't concentrate so good. The halacha is usually ain't shliach advar avera. If you send someone to steal something, it's not my problem. He's the ganav. But the din is by the special chiddush, by me'ilo, is yes shliach advar avera. There's very few cases, yes, Shaykh Ravi, look at my Kedushin, but by Me'ila, if I send Reuven to do a Me'ila for me, I'm oil. That's number one halacha. Number two halacha is, what?
Also?
No, only me. Yes, Shaykh Ravi, by Me'ila. Number two halacha is always has to be B'shaygi. That will be in the game more tomorrow's daf, but just remember that. Me'ila is only B'shaygi. Okay. Hashliach sh'asa shechusay ba'alabai ismal. If you sent a shliach to go steal something from Hektish, so what's the halacha? Balabayis mal. Balabayis mal. Of course, it's all b'shaygi. Loi asa shechusay. If you didn't do a shlichus, hashliach mal. Then the shliach is mal. If you don't do a shlichus, then Reuven's mal. Ketzad. I sent Reuven to go. I thought that meat there was from Epstein's. I tell Reuven, bring me that piece of meat from Epstein's. So if he brings that piece of meat, I am mal. Not Reuven. He broke the meat. But let's say I tell Reuven, bring me that meat from Epstein's. And he goes in and brings him some kibbeh. Then Reuven's mine. He didn't do my shlichus. Kibbeh. Kibbeh lahmajin. To me, yeah. He's oil, he took it. Right, he didn't do the shlichus. So shlichus ha-shechusa ba'abai is mal. Ha-shechusa ha-shlichus mal. Keitzad. This is an example. Mama's my example. Keitzad. Omer lo yitein basa la'archim. He says, he tells Reuven, you know, serve basar to the guests, you know, the Epstein's meat. And ask them the kaveh, he gives him liver. Or I tell him kaveh, I tell him, give him liver. No, basar, gives basar. Halacha is, who's mile? Shliach, because he didn't do what he did. Shliach mile. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. Amar lahem, let's say he says, teilem chaticha. Give each guy one portion of meat. And he goes, gets the meat. But what he does? V'hu amar tlu shtayim. He says, he gives two out. V'heim, not the shtayim. And they took three. Kulam mal. They're all mile. Why? On the first piece of meat, I'm mile, because I'm the shliach. The second piece of meat, that was his own idea, then the shliach is mile. And the third piece of meat, which the guests took themselves, they're mile. So kula mile. What? Yeah, he told him to take one chaticha piece, he took two, the shliach took two, but who is the shliach? And the shliach said, take two, and they took three.
The shliach, he saved himself.
No. It's Reuven, Shimon, and all the whole crowd. Let's say, me, Reuven, and the whole crowd. I tell Reuven, give one piece to each guy. Reuven goes ahead and gives two pieces to each guy. And they take a third piece.
Yeah, but who I mean doesn't make sense.